remembered. No straws. Sorry I snapped at you the last time. I shouldn't have raised my voice. I just got a thing with straws, you know? I live in the ocean. I mean, I wasn't mad at you. I was just concerned. The little sea animals can't tell the difference between their food and a piece of plastic. This tastes amazing. What's it called again? A Bloody Mary, huh? Interesting name. I hope there's not actual blood in it. It tastes like clam and salt. I love it. Reminds me of the ocean. And it doesn't want to kill my taste buds with its sweetness. Oh, come on, I'm kidding. The penne colados were fine. But going back to the straws, I really hate them. Do you think, as a human, do you really think plastic straws are necessary? Because, like, I understand the purpose of other human inventions, like cars, for example. I know they pollute the air, but they're useful. You guys use them to transport from one place to another. Or batteries? They're like radioactive or something, but again, they power your magical smartphones. But if you ask me, straws are the dumbest human invention. Like, unless you're a person with no hands, you don't actually need them to survive or anything. I mean, imagine being the inventor of straws. How sad would that be? Knowing that your entire industry is the reason the ocean's dying. Oh, sorry. I got carried away. This is the best alcohol I've had in my life. Yeah, I know what alcohol is. How do you think bottles get lost at beach parties? When we were young, my cousin Lorelai and I would sneak up to shore every time we heard loud music and we would steal bottles from bachelors. We called them Happy Water because they made us happy. Well, cousin Lorelai called it Vomit Water, but that was just her. This hammock thing was a brilliant idea, by the way. It's so comfy and I love that it moves. I feel like a baby, slowly rocking back and forth. And the sun's on my skin and the wind. It's like I'm at the beach. Oh, let's be honest, we're on your bed way too much. Like we were caught in it. Oh, like that song! La, ra, blah, blah, blah. Ah, na, 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 na. Ga, goo, ga, goo, goo, goo. Watch out, a Roman. Wait, that's not how it goes? Something about a bed romance? We were caught in it. What are you looking at? Oh, honey, stop worrying. Your neighbor's not going to see me. So what if they see me? What are they going to do? Call the human queen and report me? Hello, human queen. Yeah, I have a mermaid on site in my neighbor's house. I'd like you to come and get her. Oh, even if they see me, I can just teleport. Oh my god, you're worrying too much. Fine, I'll put a blanket over my tail. There you go. Look, now I'm undercover. Get it? Am I being silly? I think the Bloody Mary is starting to have an effect on me. Are you going to finish yours? Yes, hand it over. By the way, I didn't understand Aladdin. I mean, I did. The guy wanted to be a prince, but I didn't understand the blue guy. Why was he talking so fast, and why did he keep changing voices? Were those supposed to be, like, references? They were? Honey, you can't just show me a movie full of references to other movies and expect me to understand them. I should have watched the other movies first. No. We've been doing this movie thing all wrong. There needs to be an order. So, we'll start by watching the first human movie ever and go from there until we get to Aladdin. Oh, come on. How many human movies are there anyway? Like, 100? 150? I think I'm drunk. Do I sound drunk? You know what? Never mind. Don't answer that. Oh, also, I have amazing news. Yes. Today is our 1 year anniversary. Why are you confused? What, about 6 months only? No, mermaid years. I'm talking about mermaid years. They're way shorter than human years. That's why I don't really know how old you are. I mean, I have a general idea. Me? I'm 50. Thank you for saying I look fantastic. I don't know much about human calendars, to be honest. All I know is there's a month called October and everyone's afraid of it, or they're afraid during it. Does something bad happen in October? Oh, okay. Wait, where's the little bag I brought with me? Don't tell me I dropped it again. Oh, you have it, right. Sorry, I'm a little dizzy. It's time for your surprise gift. Yeah, open the bag. Ta-da! It's the pearl I talked to you about. The one mermaids give to each other to declare undying love. I know it's not easy for you to get pearls on land, so I brought you this one. And I have one myself, so we can do something called the love ritual. Do you want to do it? Okay, great! Look me in the eye. Repeat after me. Gillian Lungfish, I give this pearl to you. I promise to never love you in a harmful way and always respect your liberty. Good. Give me your pearl. Now I'll say the same thing. Human boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I promise to never love you in a harmful way and always respect your liberty. And now we're married. I'm kidding. Mermaids don't marry. You silly starfish. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have called you that. Oh. I'm so sorry. I know it's bad to say. It slips out of me sometimes. Wait, is that why it's called a Bloody Mary? Do you drink it at weddings or something? Have you ever been married? Whoa. Okay. It's not obvious. Come on. You're handsome. Maybe you had lots of wives in the past. There was one thing I liked about Aladdin. Yeah. The part where the princess doesn't want to be a princess. So what if she needs to run the palace? My younger sister can do that. What's a cunnilingus? Cousin Lorelai wanted me to ask you. She was giggling a lot, by the way, so I'm guessing it's a dirty word? Oh, so it's like oral sex? No. I know what oral sex is. Trust me. Mermaids are quite the experts on that. What is it? Ah, your neighbor's car? Okay. Let's go inside then. No, I can't transport to your bed. Only to bodies of water. That's why I ask you to keep your bathtub full. You'll have to carry me. Ah, there we go. You're so strong. Look, is that your neighbor? Don't mind me. I'm just his wife. Sorry. Oh, no, no, no. Don't throw me on the bed. No. I'm dizzy. I had, like, 3 bloody marriages. Also, I haven't eaten, so we should order sushi. Look, we're caught on a bed romance again. Oh, come here. I should have warned you. Drunk Gillian is way hornier than sober Gillian. Remember when we first met? How nervous we both were? I couldn't look at you directly in the eyes. I was like, oh my god, an actual human. Now look at us. Drunk as a couple of octopuses. No. Octopuses don't actually drink. It's an expression. Silly starf. Sorry. I should stop saying that. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The first time we met. You couldn't even look at my boobs without blushing. Speaking of, now that we're inside, I don't need this shirt anymore. I don't understand how you guys wear clothes all the time. I mean, what's up with that? Also, what the hell is a papaya? Like, what is that? Wait, don't tell me. I'll guess it. It's a dirty word for kissing. No? It's an animal. You know what? I don't want to guess it. I just want you to kiss me. Hey, can I ask you something? You can say no. How do you feel about cunnilingusing me? It's just that I know I have a fish tail, so it might be sort of gross to you. I mean, we can have normal sex, but I don't know. I'd really like to try it out. I would be lying if I said I've never thought about it. Oh, forget it. It's gross. You don't have to. What? You'll do it? Really? But wait, will you be into it? I don't want to make you do it if you're not going to be into it. Oh. You're already kissing your way down. Can I grab your hair like this? Oh, you're so sweet. I thought this would never happen, honestly. Then again, I also thought you would never kiss me. If you don't like it, we can st- Oh, my. Am I really that sexy to you? Thanks. You're sexy to me, too. Very much so. You're the best human boyfriend in the whole world. I hope you never forget that. God. My scales have never been this open, I think. I don't know. I'm not thinking straight. Your breath is landing right on my... You should start slow. See if you like it. Oh my god, your tongue! I might be a little loud. Is that okay? I don't know why, but sometimes I get turned on by my own moans. Oh, I don't want you to worry. If I want you to stop, I'll tell you. But as long as I don't say anything, just keep going. I don't think you can hurt me. Oh my god. You're licking me. It feels so good. Does it feel okay to you? Yeah? Okay. I'll stop asking. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Can you maybe go a bit harder? Please? Oh, yes. Like that. Sorry if I'm moving my tail a little bit. I can't help it. Oh, baby, please. Please use your hands on me. Yes. I love your touch. Oh, I love how you caress me. Your hands are so warm. This is so much better than I imagined. I feel so hot. My whole body feels hot. I feel like I'm going to melt. Oh, baby, I love this. I'm feeling so tingly. You have no idea. Baby, my tail is getting so sensitive. Oh god, please don't stop. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Just keep going, please. Your tongue is so perfect, so soft. I love this. I need it. Please, bury your face in me. I'm so close. Baby, can you feel it? Can you feel how wet I am? Can you feel me twitching? You're gonna make me come if you keep leaking like that. This feels so good. That's it, baby. Right there. Fuck. Everything... it's so sensitive. My tail, my breasts, my gills. Oh my god. You have no idea how good this feels. Oh, I'm so wet. Baby, keep going. You're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me... My brain is so fuzzy. That was so intense. Thank you, my love. I'll make it up to you somehow. Whatever fantasy you want to try. What? No, I'm not gonna fall asleep. It's the middle of the day. Do you want to keep going? I mean, we can, but I just need a minute. Yeah. I just need to catch my breath.